the 11th of July. At the office all the morning, after dinner to the King's Playhouse to see an old play of Shirley's, called Hyde Park, the first day acted, where horses are brought upon the stage, but is but a very moderate play, only an excellent epilogue spoke by Beck Marshall. So thence home and to my office, and then to supper and to bed, and overnight took some pills. The 12th of July, which work with me pretty betimes, being Lord's Day, and so I within all day, busy all the morning upon some accounts with Will Hewer, and at noon an excellent dinner comes Pelling and Will Howe, and the latter stayed and talked with me all the afternoon, and in the evening comes Mr. Mills and his wife, and supped and talked with me, and so to bed. This last night, Betty Mitchell, about midnight, cries out, and my wife goes to her, and she brings forth a girl, and this afternoon is christened, and my wife godmother again to a Betty. The 13th of July. Up into my office, and thence by water to Whitehall to attend the council, but did not, and so home to dinner, and so out with my wife and Deb and Will Hewer towards Cooper's. But I light and walk to Duck Lane, and there to the booksellers at the Bible, whose mohair yo have a mind to, but ella no era dentro. But I did there look upon and buy some books, and made way for coming again to the man, which pleases me. Thence to Reeves's, and there saw some, and bespoke a little perspective, and was mightily pleased with seeing objects in a dark room. And so to Cooper's, and spent the afternoon with them, and it will be an excellent picture. Thence my people all by water to Deptford to see Balty, while I to buy my espinet, which I did now agree for, and did at Hallward's meet with Mr. Thacker, and heard him play on the harpsichon, so as I never heard man before, I think. So home, it being almost night, and there find in the garden Pelling, who hath brought Tempest, Wallington, and Pelham to sing, and there had most excellent music, late in the dark, with great pleasure, made them drink and eat, and so with much pleasure to bed, but above all with little Wallington. This morning I was let blood, and did bleed about 14 ounces towards curing my eyes. The 14th of July. Up and to my office, where sat all the morning, at noon home to dinner, and thence all the afternoon hard at the office, we meeting about the victualler's new contract, and so into the garden my Lady Penn, Mistress Turner and her daughter, my wife and I, and there supped in the dark and were merry, and so to bed. This day Boss finished his copy of my picture, which I confess I do not admire, though my wife prefers him to Brown, nor do I think it like. He doth it for Will Hewer, who hath my wife's also, which I like less. This afternoon my Lady Pickering came to see us. I busy, saw her not. But how natural it is for us to slight people out of power, and for people out of power to stoop to see those that while in power they contemned. The 15th of July. Up and all the morning busy at the office to my great content, tending to the settling of papers there, that I may have the more rest in winter for my eyes, by how much I do the more in the settling of all things in the summer by daylight. At noon, home to dinner, where is brought home the espinet I bought the other day at Holwood, cost me £5. So to St. James's, where did our ordinary business with the Duke of York, and so to Unthanks, to my wife, and with her and Deb to visit Mistress Pierce, whom I do not now so much affect since she paints. But stayed here a while, and understood from her how my Lady Duchess of Monmouth is still lame, and likely all way to be so, which is a sad chance for a young lady to get, only by trying of tricks in dancing. So home, and there Captain Dean came and spent the evening with me to draw some finishing lines on his fine draft of the Resolution, the best ship, by all report, in the world. And so to bed. Wonderful hot all day and night, and this the first night that I remember in my life, that ever I could lie with only a sheet and one rug. So much I am now stronger than ever I remember myself to be, at least since before I had the stone. The 16th of July. Up and to the office where Yeavesley and Lanyon came to town and to speak with me about a matter wherein they are accused of cheating the king before the Lords Commissioners of Tangier. And I doubt it true, but I have no hand in it, but will serve them what I can. All the morning at the office, and at noon dined at home, and then to the office again, where we met to finish the draft of the Victualler's contract. And so I by water with my Lord Brunker to Arundel House, to the Royal Society, and there saw an experiment of a dog's being tied through the back about the spinal artery, and thereby made void of all motion, and the artery being loosened again, the dog recovers. Thence to Cooper's, and saw his advance on my wife's picture, which will be indeed very fine. So with her to the change to buy some things, and here I first bought of the seamstress next my bookseller's, where the pretty young girl is, that will be a great beauty. So home, and to supper with my wife in the garden, it being these 2 days excessive hot, and so to bed. The 17th of July. Up and fitted myself to discourse before the council about business of tickets. So to Whitehall, where waited on the Duke of York, and then the council about that business, and I did discourse to their liking, only was too high an asserter that nothing could be invented to secure the king more in the business of tickets than there is, which the Duke of Buckingham did accept against, and I could have answered but forbore, but all liked very well. Thence home and with my wife and Deb to the King's House to see a play revived, called Hyde Park, a sorry mean play that vexed us to sit in so much heat of the weather to hear it. Thence to see Betty Mitchell newly lain in, and after a little stay we took water and to Spring Garden, and there walked and supped and stayed late and with much pleasure home and to bed. The weather excessive hot, so as we were forced to lie in 2 beds, and I only with a sheet and rug which is colder than ever I remember I could bear. The 18th of July. At the office all the morning, at noon dined at home and Creed with me, who I do really begin to hate, and do use him with some reservedness. Here was also my old acquaintance Will Swan to see me, who continues a factious fanatic still, and I do use him civilly, in expectation that those fellows may grow great again. Thence to the office, and then with my wife to the change and unthanks, after having been at Cooper's and sat there for her picture, which will be a noble picture, but yet I think not so like as Hales's is. So home, and to my office, and then to walk in the garden, and home to supper and to bed. They say the King of France is making a war again in Flanders with the King of Spain, the King of Spain refusing to give him all that he says was promised him in the treaty. Creed told me this day how when the King was at my Lord Cornwallis, when he went last to Newmarket, that being there on a Sunday, the Duke of Buckingham did in the afternoon, to please the king, make a bawdy sermon to him out of the Canticles, and that my Lord Cornwallis did endeavour to get the king a whore, and that must be a pretty girl, the daughter of the parson of the place, but that she did get away, and leapt off some place, and killed herself, which, if true, is very sad. The 19th of July, Lord's Day. Up and to my chamber, and there and up and down in the house, spent the morning getting things ready against noon, when comes Mr. Cooper, Hales, Harris, Mr. Butler, that rode Hudibras, and Mr. Cooper's cousin Jack, and by and by comes Mr. Reeves and his wife, whom I never saw before, and there we dined, a good dinner, and company that pleased me mightily, being all eminent men in their way. Spent all the afternoon in talk and mirth, and in the evening parted, and then my wife and I to walk in the garden, and so home to supper, Mistress Turner and husband and daughter with us, and then to bed. The 20th of July. Up and to the office where Mistress Daniel comes, and I could not tocar su cosa, she having ellos sobre her. All the morning at the office, where, all the morning, dined at home, then with Mr. Colville to the new excise office in Aldgate Street, and thence back to the old exchange to see a very noble fine lady I spied, as I went through in coming, and there took occasion to buy some gloves and admire her, and a mighty fine fair lady indeed she was. Thence, idling all the afternoon, to Duck Lane, and there saw my bookseller's mohair, but could get no ground there yet. And here saw Mistress Mitchell's daughter, married newly to a bookseller, and she proves a comely little grave woman. So to visit my Lord Crewe, who is very sick, to great danger by an erysipelas, the first day I heard of it. And so home and took occasion to buy a rest for my spinet, at the ironmonger's by Holborn Conduit, where the fair pretty woman is that I have lately observed there, and she is pretty, pretty, and, yo creo, vain enough. Thence home, and busy till night, and so to bed. The 21st of July. Up and to St. James's, but lost labour, the Duke of York abroad, so home to the office, where all the morning, and so to dinner, and then all the afternoon at the office. Only went to my plate-maker's, and there spent an hour about contriving my little plates for my book of the King's 4 yards. At night walked in the garden and supped, and to bed. My eyes bad. The 22nd of July. All the morning at the office, dined at home, and then to Whitehall with Simpson, the joiner, and after attending at the Committee of the Navy about the old business of tickets, where the only expedient they have found is to bind the commanders and officers by oaths, the Duke of York told me how the Duke of Buckingham, after the council the other day, did make mirth at my position about the sufficiency of present rules in the business of tickets. And here I took occasion to desire a private discourse with the Duke of York, and he granted it me on Friday next. So to show Simpson the King's new lodgings for his chimneys, which I desire to have one built in that mode. And so I home, and with little supper to bed. This day a falling out between my wife and Deb about a hood lost, which vexed me. The 23rd of July. Up and all day long, but at dinner at the office at work, till I was almost blind, which makes my heart sad. The 24th of July. Up and by water to St. James's, having by the way shown Simpson Sir William Coventry's chimney-pieces, in order to the making me one, and there, after the Duke of York was ready, he called me to his closet, and there I did long and largely show him the weakness of our office, and did give him advice to call us to account for our duties, which he did take mighty well, and desired me to draw up what I would have him write to the office. I did lay open the whole failings of the office, and how it was his duty to find them, and to find fault with them, as Admiral, especially at this time, which he agreed to, and seemed much to rely on what I said. Thence to Whitehall, and there waited to attend the council, but was not called in, and so home, and after dinner back with Sir John Minnis by coach, and there attended, all of us, the Duke of York, and had the hearing of Mr. Pett's business, the master shipwright at Chatham. And I believe he will be put out. But here Commissioner Middleton did, among others, show his good nature and easiness to the master's attendants, by mitigating their faults, so as I believe they will come in again. So home and to supper and to bed, the Duke of York staying with us till almost night. The 25th of July. Up and at the office all the morning and at noon after dinner to Cooper's, it being a very rainy day, and there saw my wife's picture go on, which will be very fine indeed, and so home again to my letters, and then to supper and to bed. The 26th of July, Lord's Day. Up and all the morning and after dinner the afternoon also with Will Hewer in my closet, setting right my Tangier accounts, which I have let alone these 6 months and more, but I find them very right and is my great comfort. So, in the evening, to walk with my wife, and to supper and to bed. The 27th of July. Busy all the morning at my office, at noon dined, and then I out of doors to my bookseller in Duck Lane, but su mohair not at home. And it was pretty here to see a pretty woman pass by with a little wanton look, and yo did seque her round about the street from Duck Lane to Newgate Market, and then Ella did turn back, and Yaw did lose her. And so to see my Lord Crewe, who I find up and did wait on him, but his face sore, but in hopes to do now very well again. Thence to Cooper's, where my wife's picture almost done, and mighty fine indeed. So over the water, with my wife and Deb and Mercer to Spring Garden, and there eat and walked, and observe how rude some of the young gallants of the town are become, to go into people's arbours where there are not men, and almost force the women, which troubled me to see the confidence of the vice of the age. And so we away by water with much pleasure home. This day my plate-maker comes with my four little plates of the 4 yards, cost me £5, which troubles me but yet doth please me also. The 28th of July. All the morning at the office, and after dinner with my wife and Deb to the Duke of York's playhouse, and there saw The Slighted Maid, but a mean play, and thence home, there being little pleasure now in a play, the company being but little. Here we saw Gosnell, who has become very homely, and sings meanly, I think, to what I thought she did. The 29th of July. Busy all the morning at the office, so home to dinner, where Mercer, and there comes Mr. Swan, my old acquaintance, and dines with me, and tells me for a certainty that Creed is to marry Betty Pickering, and that the thing is concluded, which I wonder at and am vexed for. So he gone, I with my wife and 2 girls to the King's House and saw The Mad Couple, a mean play altogether, and thence to Hyde Park, where but few coaches, and so to the New Exchange, and thence by water home with much pleasure, and then to sing in the garden, and so home to bed, my eyes for these 4 days being my trouble, and my heart thereby mighty sad. The 30th of July. Up and by water to Whitehall, there met with Mr. May, who was giving directions about making a close way for people to go dry from the gate up into the house, to prevent their going through the galleries, which will be very good. I stayed and talked with him about the state of the King's offices in general, and how ill he is served, and do still find him an excellent person. And so back to the office. So, close at my office all the afternoon till evening, and then out with my wife to the New Exchange, and so back again. The 31st of July. Up and at my office all the morning, about noon, with Mr. Ashburnham to the new excise office, and there discoursed about our business, and I made him admire my drawing a thing presently in shorthand. But God knows I've paid dear for it in my eyes. Home and to dinner, and then my wife and Deb and I with Sir John Minnis to Whitehall, she going thence to New Exchange, and the Duke of York not being in the way, John Minnis and I to her, and took them two to the King's House to see the first day of Lacy's Monsieur Ragout, now new acted. The King and Court all there and mighty merry, a farce. Then Sir John Minnis giving us like a gentleman his coach, hearing we had some business, we to the park, and so home. Little pleasure there being little company, but mightily taken with a little chariot that we saw in the street, and which we are resolved to have ours like it. So home to walk in the garden a little, and then to bed. The month ends mighty sadly with me, my eyes being now past all use almost, and I'm mighty hot upon trying the late printed experiment of paper tubes. August 1668, the 1st. All the morning at the office, after dinner, my wife and Deb and I, to the King's House again, coming too late yesterday to hear the prologue, and do like the play better now than before, and indeed there is a great deal of true wit in it, more than in the common sort of plays, and so home to my business, and at night to bed, my eyes making me sad. The 2nd of August, Lord's Day. Up and at home all the morning, hanging and removing of some pictures in my study and house. At noon Pelling dined with me. After dinner, I and Tom, my boy, by water up to Putney, and there heard a sermon and many fine people in the church. thence walked to Barn Elms, and there, and going and coming, did make the boy read to me several things, being nowadays unable to read myself anything for above two lines together, but my eyes grow weary. Home about night, and so to supper, and then to bed. The 3rd of August. Up and by water to Whitehall and St. James's, where I did much business, and about noon, meeting Dr. Gibbons, carried him to the Sun Tavern in King Street, and there made him and some friends of his drink, among others Captain Silas Taylor, and here did get Gibbons to promise me some things for two flageolets. So to the Old Exchange, and then home to dinner. And so Mercer, dining with us, I took my wife and her and Deb out to Unthanks, while I to Whitehall to Commissioners of the Treasury, and so back to them, and took them out to Islington, where we met with William Joyce and his wife and boy, and there ate and drank, and a great deal of his idle talk, and so we round by Hackney home, and so to sing a little in the garden, and then to bed. The 4th of August. Up and to my office a little, and then to Whitehall about a committee for Tangier, at my Lord Arlington's, where, by Creed's being out of town, I have the trouble given me of drawing up answers to the complaints of the Turks of Algier, and so I have all the papers put into my hand. Here till noon, and then back to the office, where sat a little, and then to dinner, and presently to the office, where came to me Lord Bellis's, Lieutenant Colonel Fitzgerald, newly come from Tangier, and Sir Arthur Bassett, and there I received their informations. And so, they being gone, I with my clerks and another of Lord Brunker's, Seddon, sat up till 2 in the morning, drawing up my answers and writing them fair, which did trouble me mightily to sit up so long, because of my eyes. The 5th of August. So to bed about 2 o'clock, and then up about 7, and to Whitehall, where read over my report to Lord Arlington and Berkeley, and then afterward at the council board with great good liking. But, Lord, how it troubled my eyes, though I did not think I could have done it, but did do it, and was not very bad afterward. So home to dinner, and thence out to the Duke of York's house, and there saw the Guardian, formerly the same, I find, that was called Cutter of Coleman Street, a silly play. And thence to Westminster Hall, where I met Fitzgerald, and with him to a tavern to consider of the instructions for Sir Thomas Allen, against his going to Algier, he and I being designed to go down to Portsmouth by the council's order, and by he and I went to the Duke of York, who orders me to go down tomorrow morning. So I away home and there bespeak a coach, and so home and to bed, my wife being abroad with the Mercers, walking in the fields and upon the water. The 6th of August. Wake betimes, and my wife, at an hour's warning, is resolved to go with me, which pleases me, her readiness. But before ready comes a letter from Fitzgerald that he is seized upon last night, by an order of the generals, by a file of musketeers, and kept prisoner in his chamber. The Duke of York did tell me of it today. It is about a quarrel between him and Witham, and they fear a challenge. So I to him, and sent my wife by the coach round to Lambeth. I lost my labour, going to his lodgings, and he in bed, and staying a great while for him, I at last grew impatient, and would stay no longer. But to St. James's, to Mr. Wren, to bid him God be with you, and so over the water to Vauxhall. And there my wife and Deb comes, and took me up, and we away to Guildford, losing our way for 3 or 4 mile about Cobham. At Guildford we dined, and I showed them the hospital there of Bishop Abbott's, and his tomb in the church, which, and the rest of the tombs there, are kept mighty clean and neat, with curtains before them. So to coach again, and got to Liphook late, over Hindhead, having an old man, a guide, in the coach with us, but got thither with great fear of being out of our way at being 10 at night. Here good honest people, and after supper to bed. This day you did first, with my hand, tocar la cosa de our Deb in the coach, Ella being troubled at it, but yet did give way to it. To bed. The 7th of August. up and to coach and with a guide to Petersfield, where I find Sir Thomas Allen and Mr. Tippetts come, the first about the business, the latter only in respect to me, as also Fitzgerald, who came post all last night and newly arrived here. We four sat down presently to our business and in an hour dispatch all our talk and did inform Sir Thomas Allen well in it, who I perceive in serious matters is a serious man, and tells me he wishes all we are told be true in our defence, for he finds by all that the Turks have to this day been very civil to our merchantmen everywhere, and if they would have broke with us, they never had such an opportunity over our rich merchantmen as lately, coming out of the Straits. Then to dinner, and pretty merry, and here was Mr. Martin, the purser, and dined with us, and wrote some things for us, and so took coach again back, Fitzgerald with us, whom I was pleased with all the day with his discourse of his observations abroad, as being a great soldier and of long standing abroad, and knows all things and persons abroad very well, I mean the great soldiers of France and Spain and Germany, and talks very well. Came at night to Guildford, where the Red Lion so full of people, and a wedding, that the master of the house did get us a lodging over the way at a private house, his landlord mighty neat and fine, and there supped and talked with the landlord and his wife, and so to bed, with great content. Fitzgerald lay at the inn. So to bed. The 8th of August. Up and I walked out and met Uncle White, whom I sent to last night, and Mr. White coming to see us, and I walked with them back to see my aunt at Catherine Hill, and there walked up and down the hill, and places about. But a dull place, but good air, and the house dull. But here I saw my aunt after many days not seeing her, I think a year or two, and she walked with me to see my wife, and here at the Red Lion we all dined together, and mighty merry, and then parted, and we home to Vauxhall, where Fitzgerald and I light and by water to Whitehall, where the Duke of York being abroad, I by coach and met my wife who went round, and after doing at the office a little, and finding all well at home, I to bed. I hear that Colbert, the French ambassador, is come, and hath been at court incognito. When he hath his audience, I know not. The 9th of August, Lord's Day. Up and walked to Holborn, where got John Powell's coach at the Black Swan, and he attended me to St. James's, where waited on the Duke of York, and both by him and several of the Privy Council, beyond expectation, I find that my going to Sir Thomas Allen was looked upon as a thing necessary, and I have got some advantage by it among them. Thence to Whitehall, and thence to visit Lord Brunker, and back to Whitehall, where saw the Queen and ladies, and so with Mr. Slingsby to Mistress Williams's, thinking to dine with Lord Brunker there, but did not, having promised my wife to come home, though here I met Nip to my great content. So home, and after dinner I took wife and Deb round by Hackney, and up and down to take the air, and then home and made visits to Mistress Turner and Mistress Mercer, and Sir William Penn, who is come from Epsom, not well, and Sir John Minnis, who is not well neither, and so home to supper, and to set my books a little right, and then to bed. This day Betty Mitchell came and dined with us, the first day after her lying in, whom I was glad to see. The 10th of August. Up and by water to Whitehall, and thence to Sir William Coventry, but he is gone out of town this morning, so thence to my Lord Arlington's house, the first time I there since he came thither, at Goring House, a very fine noble place. And there he received me in sight of several lords with great respect. I did give him an account of my journey, and here, while I waited for him a little, my Lord Orrery took notice of me and began discourse of hangings and of the improvement of shipping, I not thinking that he knew me, but did then discover it with a mighty compliment of my abilities and ingenuity, which I am mighty proud of, and he doth speak most excellently. Thence to Westminster Hall, and so by coach to the Old Exchange, and there did several businesses, and so home to dinner, and then abroad to Duck Lane, where I saw my belle femme of the book vendor, but had no opportunity, para hablar con her, so away to Cooper's, where I spent all the afternoon with my wife and girl, seeing him make an end of her picture, which he did to my great content, though not so great as I confess I expected, being not satisfied in the greatness of the resemblance, nor in the blue garment. But it is most certainly a most rare piece of work as to the painting. He hath £30 for his work, and the crystal and case and gold case comes to £8.3.4, and which I sent him this night, that I might be out of debt. Thence my people home, and I to Westminster Hall about a little business, and so by water home, supper, and my wife to read a ridiculous book I bought today of the history of the Tailors' Company, and all the while Deb did comb my head, and I did tocar her with my mano, para mi great pleasure, and so to bed. The 11th of August. Up and by water to Sir William Coventry to visit him, whom I find yet troubled at the Commissioners of Accounts about this business of Sir William Warren, which is a ridiculous thing, and can come to nothing but contempt. And thence to Westminster Hall, where the Parliament met enough to adjourn, which they did, to the 10th of November next, and so I by water home to the office, and so to dinner, and thence at the office all the afternoon till night, being mightily pleased with a little trial I've made of the use of a tube spectacle of paper, tried with my right eye. This day I hear that to the great joy of the nonconformists, the time is out of the act against them, so that they may meet, and they have declared that they will have a morning lecture up again, which is pretty strange, and they are connived at by the king everywhere, I hear, in city and country. So to visit William Penn, who is yet ill, and then home, where William Batelier and Mistress Turner came, and sat and supped with us, and so they gone, we to bed. This afternoon my wife and Mercer and Deb went with Pelling to see the gypsies at Lambeth and have their fortunes told, but what they did I did not inquire. The 12th of August. Up and all the morning busy at my office, thence to the excise office, and so to the temple to take counsel about Major Nichols's business for the king. So to several places about business, and among others to Drombleby's about the moulds for my paper tubes. And so to the change, and home. Met Captain Cock, who tells me that he hears for certain the Duke of York will lose the authority of an admiral, and be governed by a committee, and all our office changed. Only they are in dispute whether I shall continue or no, which puts new thoughts in me, but know not whether to be glad or sorry. Home to dinner, where Pelling dines with us, and brings some partridges with him, very good meat. And after dinner, I and wife and Mercer and Deb to the Duke of York's house, and saw Macbeth, to our great content. And then home, where the women went to the making of my tubes, and I to the office. And then comes Mistress Turner and her husband to advise about their son, the chaplain, who is turned out of his ship, a sorrow to them, which I am troubled for, and do give them the best advice I can. And so, they gone, we to bed. The 13th of August. Up and greeting comes, and there he and I tried some things of Mr. Locke's for two flageolets, to my great content, and this day my wife begins again to learn of him, for I have a great mind for her to be able to play a part with me. Thence I to the office, where all the morning, and then to dinner, where Will Howe dined with me, who tells me for certain that Creed is like to speed in his match with Mistress Betty Pickering. Here dined with me also Mr. Hollyard, who is mighty vain in his pretence to talk Latin. So to the office again all the afternoon till night, very busy, and so with much content home at night, and made my wife sing and play on the flageolet to me till I slept, with great pleasure in bed. The 14th of August. Up and by water to Whitehall and St. James's, and to see William Coventry and discourse about business of our office, telling him my trouble there to see how things are ordered. I told him also what Cock told me the other day, but he says there is not much in it, though he doth know that this hath been in the eye of some persons to compass, for the turning all things in the navy, and that it looked so like a popular thing as that he thinks something may be done in it, but whether so general or no as I tell it him, he knows not. Thence to Whitehall, and there wait at the council chamber door a good while, talking with one or other, and so home by water, though but for a little while, because I am to return to Whitehall. At home I find Simpson putting up my new chimney-piece in our great chamber, which is very fine, but will cost great deal of money, but it is not flung away. So back to Whitehall, and after the council up, I with Mr. Wren by invitation to Sir Stephen Fox's to dinner, where the cofferer and Sir Edward Savage, where many good stories of the antiquity and estates of many families, at this day in Cheshire and that part of the kingdom, more than what is on this side near London. My lady dined with us, a very good lady, and a family governed so nobly and neatly as doth me good to see it. Thence the cofferer, Sir Stephen and I, to the commissioners of the Treasury about business, and so I up to the Duke of York, who inquired for what I had promised him about my observations of the miscarriages of our office, and I told him he should have it next week, being glad he called for it, for I find he is concerned to do something, and to secure himself thereby, I believe, for the world is labouring to eclipse him, I doubt. I mean the factious part of the Parliament. The office met this afternoon as usual and waited on him, where, among other things, he talked a great while of his intentions of going to Dover soon, to be sworn as Lord Warden, which is a matter of great ceremony and state. And so I to the Temple with Mr. Wren to the Attorney's Chamber about business, but he abroad, and so I home and there spent the evening talking with my wife and piping, and pleased with our chimney-piece. And so to bed. The 15th of August. Up and to the office, where all the morning busy. After dinner with my wife, Mercer, and Deb to the King's Playhouse, and there saw Love's Mistress revived. The thing pretty good, but full of variety of divertisement. So home, and to my business at the office, my eyes bad again, and so to bed. The 16th of August, Lord's Day. All the morning at my office with Will Hewer, there drawing up my report to the Duke of York, as I've promised, about the faults of this office, hoping therein to have opportunity of doing myself some good. At noon to dinner, and again with him, to work all the afternoon till night, till I was weary and had dispatched a good deal of business, and so to bed, after hearing my wife read a little. The 17th of August. Up and by water to Whitehall, and so to St. James's, and thence with Mr. Wren, by appointment in his coach, to Hampstead, to speak with the Attorney-General, whom we met in the fields by his old route and house. And after a little talk about our business of Ackworth, went and saw the Lord Wotton's house and garden, which is wonderful fine, too good for the house, the gardens are, being indeed the most noble that ever I saw, and rare orange and lemon trees. Thence to Mr. Chichley's by invitation, and there dined with Sir John, his father not coming home. And while at dinner comes by the French ambassador Colbert's mules, the first I ever saw, with their sumpter cloths mighty rich, and his coaches, he being to have his entry today, but his things, though rich, are not new, supposed to be the same his brother had the other day at the treaty at Aix-la-Chapelle in Flanders. Thence to the Duke of York's house, and there saw Cupid's Revenge, under the new name of Love Despised, that hath something very good in it, though I like not the whole body of it. This day the first time acted here. Thence home, and there with Mr. Hayter and Will Hewer late, reading over all the principal officers' instructions in order to my great work upon my hand, and so to bed, my eyes very ill. The 18th of August. Up and to my office about my great business betimes, and so to the office where all the morning, at noon, dined, and then to the office all the afternoon also, and in the evening to Sir William Coventry's, but he not within. I took coach alone to the park to try to meet him there, but did not. But there was few coaches, but among the few there was in two coaches our two great beauties, my Lady Castlemaine and Richmond, the first time I saw the latter since she had the smallpox. I had much pleasure to see them, but I thought they were strange, one to another. Thence, going out, I met a coach going, which I thought had Nip in it. So I went back, but it was not she. So back to Whitehall, and there took water, and so home, and busy, late about my great letter to the Duke of York. And so to supper, and to bed. This night, yo did afer Deb tocar mi thing with her hand, after yo was in lecto, with great pleasure. The 19th of August. Up betimes, and all day and afternoon, without going out, busy upon my great letter to the Duke of York, which goes on to my content. Will Hewer and Gibson I employ with me in it. This week my people wash over the water, and so I little company at home. In the evening, being busy above, a great cry I hear, and go down, and what should it be but Jane, in a fit of direct raving which lasted half an hour, beyond four or five of our strength to keep her down. And when all came to all, a fit of jealousy about Tom, with whom she's in love. So, at night, I and my wife and Will Hewer called them to us, and there I did examine all the thing, and them in league. She in love, and he hath got her to promise him to marry, and he is now cold in it, so that I must rid my hands of them, which troubles me, and the more because my head is now busy upon other greater things. I am vexed also to be told by Will Hewer that he is summoned to commissioners of accounts about receiving a present of £30 from Mr. Mason, the timber merchant, though there be no harm in it that will appear on his part, he having done them several lawful kindnesses, and never demanded anything as they themselves have this day declared to the commissioners, they being forced up by the discovery of somebody that they, in confidence, had once told it to. So, to supper, vexed and my head full of care, and so to bed. The 20th of August. Betimes at my business again, and so to office, and dined with Brunker and John Minnis at Sir William Penn's at a bad pasty of venison, and so to work again, and at it till past 12 at night, that I might get my great letter to the Duke of York ready against tomorrow, which I shall do to my great content. So to bed. The 21st of August. Up betimes, and with my people again to work, and finished all before noon, and then I by water to Whitehall, and there did tell the Duke of York that I had done, and he hath to my great content desired me to come to him at Sunday next in the afternoon to read it over, by which I have more time to consider and correct it. So back home and to the change, in my way calling at Morris's, my vintner's, where I love to see su mujer, though no acquaintance hast thou this day con her. Did several things at the change, and so home to dinner. After dinner I by coach to my bookseller's in Duck Lane, and there did spend a little time, and regarde su mujer, and so to St. James's, where did a little ordinary business, and by and by comes Monsieur Colbert, the French ambassador, to make his first visit to the Duke of York, and then to the Duchess. And I saw it, a silly piece of ceremony, he saying only a few formal words. A comely man, and in a black suit and cloak of silk, which is a strange fashion now, it hath been so long left off. This day I did first see the Duke of York's room of pictures of some maids of honour, done by Lily. Good, but not like. Thence to Reeves and bought a reading-glass, and so to my bookseller's again, there to buy a book of martyrs, which I did agree for, and so, after seeing and beginning acquaintance con his fam, but very little, away home, and there busy very late at the correcting my great letter to the Duke of York, and so to bed. The 22nd of August. Up betimes, at it again with great content, and so to office, I, where all the morning, and did fall out with William Penn, about his slight performance of his office, and so home to dinner, fully satisfied that this office must sink, or the whole service be undone. To the office all the afternoon again, and then home to supper and to bed, my mind being pretty well at ease, my great letter being now finished to my full content, and I thank God I have opportunity of doing it, though I know it will set the office and me by the ears for ever. This morning Captain Cock comes and tells me that he is now assured that it is true what he told me the other day, that our whole office will be turned out, only me, which, whether he says true or no, I know not, nor am much concerned, though I should be better contented to have it thus than otherwise. This afternoon, after I was weary in my business of the office, I went forth to the change, thinking to have spoke with Captain Cock, but he was not within. So I home and took London Bridge in my way, walking down Fish Street and Gracious Street, to see how very fine a descent they have now made down the hill, that it is become very easy and pleasant. And going through Leadenhall, it being market day, I did see a woman catch that had stolen a shoulder of mutton off a butcher's stall, and carrying it wrapped up in a cloth in a basket. The jade was surprised and did not deny it, and the woman so silly that took it as to let her go, only taking the meat. The 23rd of August, Lord's Day. Up betimes my head busy on my great letter, and I did first hang up my new map of Paris in my green room, and changed others in other places. Then to Captain Cox, thinking to have talked more of what he told me yesterday, but he was not within. So back to church, and heard a good sermon of Mr. Gifford's at our church, upon "Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." A very excellent and persuasive, good and moral sermon, showed like a wise man that righteousness is a surer moral way of being rich than sin and villainy. Then home to dinner, where Mr. Pelling, who brought us a hare, which we had at dinner, and Will Howe. After dinner to the office, Mr. Gibson and I, to examine my letter to the Duke of York, which to my great joy I did very well by my paper tube, without pain to my eyes. And I do mightily like what I have therein done, and did, according to the Duke of York's order, make haste to St. James's, and about 4 o'clock got thither, and there the Duke of York was ready to expect me, and did hear it all over with extraordinary content, and did give me many and hearty thanks, and in words the most expressive, tell me his sense of my good endeavours, and that he would have a care of me on all occasions, and did, with much inwardness, tell me what was doing, suitable almost to what Captain Cock tells me, of design to make alterations in the Navy, and is most open to me in them, and with utmost confidence desires my further advice on all occasions. And he resolves to have my letter transcribed, and sent forthwith to the office. So, with as much satisfaction as I could possibly, or did, hope for, and obligation on the Duke of York's side professed to me, I away into the park, and there met Mr. Pierce, and his wife and sister and brother, and little boy, and with them to Mulberry Garden, and spent 18 shillings on them, and there left them, she being again with child, and by it the least pretty that ever I saw her. And so I away and got a coach, and home, and there with wife and Will Hewer talking all the evening, my mind running on the business of the office, to see what more I can do to the rendering myself acceptable and useful to all and to the King. We to supper and to bed. The 24th of August. Up and to the office, where all the morning upon considerations on the victualler's contract, and then home to dinner, where my wife is upon hanging the long chamber, where the girl lies, with the sad stuff that was in the best chamber, in order to the hanging that with tapestry. And so to dinner, and then to the office again, where all the afternoon, till night, we met to discourse upon the alterations which are propounded to be made in the draft of the victualler's contract, which we did lately make. And then, we being up, there comes Mr. Child, Papillon, and Littleton, his partners, to discourse upon this matter with me, which I did, and spent all the evening with them at the office. And so, they being gone, I home to supper and talk with my wife, and so to bed. The 25th of August. Up and by water to St. James's, and there with Mr. Wren did discourse about my great letter, which the Duke of York hath given him, and he hath set it to be transcribed by Billup, his man, whom, as he tells me, he can most confide in for secrecy, and is much pleased with it, and earnest to have it with us, and he and I are like to be much together in the considering how to reform the office, and that by the Duke of York's command. Thence I am mightily pleased with this success, away to the office, where all the morning my head full of this business, and it is pretty how Lord Brunker this day did tell me how he hears that a design is on foot to remove us out of the office, and proposes that we two do agree to draw up a form of a new constitution of the office, there to provide remedies for the evils we are now under, so that we may be beforehand with the world, which I agree to, saying nothing of my design. And the truth is, he is the best man of them all, and I would be glad, next myself, to save him, for as he deserves best, so I doubt he needs his place most. So, home to dinner at noon, and all the afternoon busy at the office till night, and then, with my mind full of businesses now in my head, I to supper and to bed. The 26th and 27th of August. Up and to the office, where all the morning almost, busy about business against the afternoon, and we met a little to sign two or three things at the board of moment, and thence, at noon, home to dinner, and so away to Whitehall by water, in my way to the Old Swan, finding a great many people gathered together in Cannon Street, about a man that was working in the ruins, and the ground did sink under him, and he sunk in and was forced to be dug out again, but without hurt. Thence to Whitehall, and it is strange to see with what speed the people employed do pull down Paul's steeple, and with what ease. It is said that it and the choir are to be taken down this year, and another church begun in the room thereof the next. At Whitehall we met at the Treasury Chamber, and there, before the Lords, did debate our draft of the victualling contract with the several bidders for it, which were Sir Dennis Gordon, Mr. Child and his fellows, and Mr. Dorrington and his. A poor variety in a business of this value. There till after candle lighting, and so home by coach with Sir Dennis Gordon, who by the way tells me how the city doth go on in several things toward the building of the public places, which I am glad to hear, and gives hope that in a few years it will be a glorious place. But we met with several stops and new troubles in the way in the streets, so as makes it bad to travel in the dark now through the city. So I to Mr. Batalier's by appointment, where I find my wife and Deb and Mercer, Mistress Pierce and her husband, son and daughter, and Nip and Harris, and William Batalier and his sister Mary and cousin Gumbleton, a good-humoured fat young gentleman, son to the jeweller, that dances well, and here danced all night long with a noble supper, and about 2 in the morning the table spread again for a noble breakfast, beyond all moderation, that put me out of countenance, so much and so good. Mistress Pierce and her people went home betimes, she being big with child, but Nip and the rest stayed till almost 3 in the morning, and then broke up and Nip home with us, and I to bed and rose about 6, mightily pleased with this night's mirth. And away by water to St. James's, and there with Mr. Wren did correct his copy of my letter, which the Duke of York hath signed in my very words, without alteration of a syllable. And so, pleased therewith, I to my Lord Brunker, who I find within but hath business, and so comes not to the office to-day. And so I by water to the office, where we sat all the morning, and just as the board rises comes the Duke of York's letter, which I knowing, and the board not being full, and desiring rather to have the Duke of York deliver himself to us, I suppressed it for this day, my heart beginning to falsify in this business, as being doubtful of the trouble it may give me by provoking them. But, however, I'm resolved to go through it, and it is too late to help it now. At noon, to dinner, to Captain Cox, where I met with Mr. Wren, my going being to tell him what I have done, which he likes, and to confer with Cock about our office, who tells me that he is confident the design of removing our officers doth hold, but that he is sure that I am safe enough, which pleases me, though I do not much show it to him, but as a thing indifferent. So away home, and there met at Sir Richard Ford's with the Duke of York's commissioners about our prizes, with whom we shall have some trouble before we make an end with them. And thence, staying a little with them, I with my wife and William Batalier and Deb, carried them to Bartholomew Fair, where we saw the dancing of the ropes, and nothing else, it being late, and so back home to supper and to bed, after having done at my office. The 28th of August. Busy at the office till towards 10 o'clock, and then by water to Whitehall, where attending the council's call all the morning with Lord Brunker, William Penn, and the rest, about the business of supernumeraries in the fleet, but were not called in. But here the Duke of York did call me aside, and told me that he must speak with me in the afternoon with Mr. Wren, for that now he hath got the paper from my Lord Keeper about the exceptions taken against the management of the navy, and so we are to debate upon answering them. At noon I home with William Coventry to his house, and there dined with him, and talked freely with him, and did acquaint him with what I have done, which he is well pleased with and glad of, and doth tell me that there are endeavours on foot to bring the navy into new, but he fears worse hands. After much talk with great content with him, I walked to the Temple and stayed at Starkey's, my bookseller's, looking over Dr. Halen's new book of the life of Bishop Laud, a strange book of the church history of his time, till Mr. Wren comes by, and by appointment we to Attorney General's chamber, and there read and heard the witnesses in the business of Acworth, most troublesome, and perplexed by the counter-swearing of the witnesses one against the other. And so with Mr. Wren away thence to St. James's for his papers, and so to Whitehall, and after the committee was done at the council chamber about the business of supernumeraries, wherein William Penn was to do all, and did, but like an ignorant illiterate coxcomb. The Duke of York fell to work with us, the committee being gone, in the council chamber, and there with his own hand did give us his long letter, telling us that he had received several from us, and now did give us one from him, taking notice of our several duties and failures, and desired answer to it, as he therein desired. This pleased me well, and so fell to other business, and then parted, and the Duke of York and Wren and I, it being now candle-light, into the Duke of York's closet in Whitehall, and there read over this paper of my Lord Keeper's, wherein is laid down the faults of the navy, so silly, and the remedies so ridiculous, or else the same that are now already provided, that we thought it not to need any answer, the Duke of York being able himself to do it. That so it makes us admire the confidence of these men to offer things so silly in a business of such moment. But it is a most perfect instance of the complexions of the times. And so the Duke of York said himself, who I perceive is mightily concerned in it, and doth again and again recommend it to Mr. Wren and me together, to consider upon remedies fit to provide for him to propound to the King, before the rest of the world, and particularly the commissioners of accounts, who are men of understanding and order, do find our faults, and offer remedies of their own, which I am glad of, and will endeavour to do something in it. So parted, and with much difficulty by candlelight walked over the matted gallery, as it is now, with the mats and boards all taken up, so that we walk over the rafters. But strange to see what hard matter the plaster of Paris is that is there taken up, as hard as stone, and pity to see Holbein's work in the ceiling blotted on, and only whited over. Thence, with much ado, by several coaches home, and to supper, and to bed, my wife having been this day with Hales, to sit for her hand to be mended in her picture. The 29th of August. Up and all the morning at the office, where the Duke of York's long letter was read, to their great trouble and their suspecting me to have been the writer of it. And at noon comes by appointment Harris to dine with me, and after dinner he and I to Chirurgeon's Hall, where they are building it new, very fine, and there to see their theatre, which stood all the fire, and, which was our business, their great picture of Holbein's, thinking to have bought it by the help of Mr. Pierce for a little money. I did think to give £200 for it, it being said to be worth £1,000, but it is so spoilt that I have no mind to it, and is not a pleasant, though a good picture. Thence carried Harris to his playhouse, where, though 4 o'clock, so few people there at the impertinence, as I went out, and do believe they did not act, though there was my Lord Arlington and his company there. So I out and met my wife in a coach, and stopped her going thither to meet me, and took her and Mercer and Deb to Bartholomew Fair, and there did see a ridiculous, obscene little stage play called Mary Andrew, a foolish thing, but seen by everybody, and so to Jacob Hall's Dancing of the Ropes, a thing worth seeing and mightily followed. And so home and to the office, and then to bed, writing to my father tonight not to unfurnish our house in the country for my sister, who is going to her own house, because I think I may have occasion myself to come thither, And so I do by our being put out of the office, which doth not at all trouble me to think of. The 30th of August, Lord's Day. Walked to St. James's and Pall Mall, and read over with Sir William Coventry my long letter to the Duke of York, and what the Duke of York hath from mine wrote to the board, wherein he is mightily pleased, and I perceive to put great value upon me, and did talk very openly on all matters of state, and how some people have got the bit into their mouths, meaning the Duke of Buckingham and his party, and would likely run away with all. But what pleased me mightily was to hear the good character he did give of my Lord Falmouth, for his generosity, good nature, desire of public good, and low thoughts of his own wisdom. His employing his interest in the king to do good office to all people, without any other fault than the freedom he did learn in France, of thinking himself obliged to serve his king in his pleasures, and was William Coventry's particular friend, and William Coventry doth tell me of very odd circumstances about the fatality of his death, which are very strange. Thence to Whitehall to chapel, and heard the anthem, and did dine with the Duke of Albemarle in a dirty manner as ever. All the afternoon I sauntered up and down the house and park, and there was a committee of Tangier met, wherein Lord Middleton would, I think, have found fault with me for want of coals. But I slighted it, and he made nothing of it, but was thought to be drunk. And I see that he hath a mind to find fault with me and Creed, neither of us having yet applied ourselves to him about anything. But doth talk of his profits and perquisites taken from him, and garrison reduced, and that it must be increased, and such things, as I fear he will be just such another as my Lord Tiviot and the rest, to ruin the place. So I to the park, and there walk an hour or two, and in the King's Garden, and saw the Queen and ladies walk. And I did steal some apples off the trees, and here did see my Lady Richmond, who is, I believe, of a noble person as ever I see, but her face worse than it was considerably, by the smallpox. Her sister is also very handsome. Coming into the park, and the door kept strictly, I had opportunity of handing in the little pretty squinting girl of the Duke of York's house, but did not make acquaintance of her, but let her go, and a little girl that was with her, to walk by themselves. So to Whitehall in the evening to the Queen's side, and there met the Duke of York, and he did tell me, and William Coventry, who was by me, how that Lord Anglesey did take notice of our reading his long and sharp letter to the board, but that it was the better, at least he said so. The Duke of York, I perceive, is earnest in it, and will have good effects of it, telling William Coventry that it was a letter that might have come from the Commissioners of Accounts, but it was better it should come first from him. I met Lord Brunker, who I perceive, and the rest, doth smell that it came from me, but dare not find fault with it, and I am glad of it, it being my glory and defence that I did occasion and write it. So, by water home, and did spend the evening with Will Hewer, telling him how we are all like to be turned out. Lord Brunker telling me this evening that the Duke of Buckingham did within few hours say that he had enough to turn us all out, which I am not sorry for at all, for I know the world will judge me to go for company, and my eyes are such as I am not able to do the business of my office as I used, and would desire to do while I am in it. So, with full content, declaring all our content in being released of my employment, my wife and I to bed, and Will Hewer home, and so all to bed. The 31st of August. Up and to my office, there to set my journal for all the last week, and so by water to Westminster to the Exchequer, and thence to the Swan, and there drank, and did baiser la fille there, and so to the New Exchange, and paid for some things, and so to Hercules Pillars, and there dined all alone while I sent my shoe to have the heel fastened at Wootton's. And thence to Whitehall to the Treasury Chamber, where did a little business, and thence to the Duke of York's Playhouse, and there met my wife, and Deb, and Mary Mercer, and Batalier, where also Will Hewer and Batalier was also, and saw Hamlet, which we have not seen this year before or more, and mightily pleased with it, but above all with Betterton, the best part, I believe, that ever man acted. Thence to the fair, and saw Policinello, and so home, and after a little supper to bed. This night lay the first night in Deb's chamber, which is now hung with that hung our great chamber, and is now a very handsome room. This day Mistress Batelier did give my wife a mighty pretty spaniel bitch, Flora, which she values mightily, and is pretty, but as a newcomer I cannot be fond of her. September 1668. The first. Up and all the morning at the office, busy, and after dinner to the office again, busy till about 4, and then I abroad, my wife being gone to Hales's about drawing a hand new in her picture, and to see Betty Mitchell, which I did, but su marido was dentro, and no pleasure. So to the fair, and there saw several sights, among others, a mare that tells money, and many things to admiration. And among others, came to me, when she was bid to go to him of the company that most loved a pretty wench in a corner, and this did cost me 12 pence to the horse, which I had flung him before, and did give me occasion to besar a mighty belle fille that was in the house, that was exceeding plain but forte belle. At night, going home, I went to my bookseller's in Duck Lane, and found her weeping in the shop, so as you could not have any discourse con her, nor ask the reason, so departed and took coach home. And taking coach was set on by a wench that was naught, and would have gone along with me to her lodging in Shoe Lane, but you did donne her a shilling, and hather her tocar mi cosa, and left her. And home, where after supper William Batelier with us, we to bed. This day Mistress Martin came to see us, and dined with us. The 2nd of September. Fast day for the burning of London, strictly observed. I at home at the office all day, forenoon and afternoon, about the victualler's contract and other things, and at night home to supper, having had but a cold dinner, Mr. Gibson with me. And this evening comes Mr. Hill to discourse with me about Yeavesley and Lanyon's business, wherein they are troubled, and I fear they have played the knaves too far for me to help or think fit to appear for them. So he gone, and after supper to bed, being troubled with a summons, though a kind one, from Mr. Jessop, to attend the Commissioners of Accounts tomorrow. The 3rd of September. Up and to the office, where busy till it was time to go to the Commissioners of Accounts, which I did about noon, and there was received with all possible respect, their business being only to explain the meaning of one of their late demands to us, which we had not answered in our answer to them. And this being done, away with great content, my mind being troubled before. And so to the Exchequer and several places, calling on several businesses, and particularly my booksellers, among others, for Hobbes's Leviathan, which is now mightily called for, and what was heretofore sold for 8 shillings, I now give 24 shillings at the second hand, and is sold for 30 shillings, it being a book the bishops will not let be printed again. And so home to dinner, and then to the office all the afternoon, and towards the evening by water to the Commissioners of the Treasury, and presently back again, and there met a little with William Penn and the rest about our prize accounts. And so William Penn and Lord Brunker and I at the lodging of the latter, to read over our new draft of the victualler's contract, and so broke up, and home to supper and to bed. The 4th of August. Up and met at the office all the morning, and at noon my wife and Deb and Mercer and Will Hewer to the fair, and there at the old house did eat a pig, and was pretty merry, but saw no sights, my wife having a mind to see the play, Bartholomew Fair, with puppets, which we did, and it is an excellent play, the more I see it, the more I love the wit of it, only the business of abusing the Puritans begins to grow stale, and of no use, they being the people that at last will be found the wisest. And here Nip came to us, and sat with us, and thence took coach in 2 coaches. And losing one another, my wife and Nip and I to Hercules Pillars, and there supped, and I did take from her both the words and notes of her Song of the Lark, which pleases me mightily. And so set her at home, and away we home, where our company came home before us. This night, Nip tells us that there is a Spanish woman lately come over that pretends to sing as well as Mistress Knight, both of which I must endeavour to hear. So after supper, to bed. The 5th of September. Up and at the office all the morning at noon, home to dinner, and to the office to work all the afternoon again till the evening, and then by coach to Mr. Hales's new house, where I find he hath finished my wife's hand, which is better than the other. And here I find Harris's picture done in his habit of Henry the 5th, mighty like a player, but I do not think the picture near so good as any yet he hath made for me. However, it is pretty well. And thence through the fair home, but saw nothing, it being late, and so home to my business at the office, and thence to supper and to bed. The 6th of September, Lord's Day. Up betimes and got myself ready to go by water, and about 9 o'clock took boat with Henry Russell to Gravesend, coming thither about 1, where at the Ship I dined, and thither came to me Mr. Hosier, whom I went to speak with about several businesses of work that he is doing, and I would have him do, of writing work for me. And I did go with him to his lodging, and there did see his wife, a pretty tolerable woman, and do find him upon an extraordinary good work of designing a method of keeping our storekeeper's accounts in the Navy. Here I should have met with Mr. Wilson, but he is sick and could not come from Chatham to me. So having done with Hosier, I took boat again the beginning of the flood, and came home by 9 at night, with much pleasure, it being a fine day. Going down I spent reading of the 5 sermons of 5 several styles, worth comparing one with another, but I do think when all is done that contrary to the design of the book, the Presbyterian style and the Independent are the best of the 5 for sermons to be preached in. This I do by the best of my present judgment think. And coming back I spent reading of the book of warrants of our office in the First Dutch War, and do find that my letters and warrants and method will be found another Gates business than this that the world so much adores, and I am glad for my own sake to find it so. My boy was with me and read to me all day, and we sang a while together, and so home to supper a little, and so to bed. The 7th of September. At the office all the morning, we met, and at noon dined at home, and after dinner carried my wife and Deb to Unthanks, and I to Whitehall with Mr. Gibson, where the rest of our officers met us, and to the Commissioners of the Treasury, about the victualling contract, but stayed not long, but then, sending Gibson to my wife, I with Lord Brunker, who was this day in an unusual manner merry, I believe, with drink. John Minnis and William Penn to Bartholomew Fair, and there saw the Dancing Mare again, which today I find her to act much worse than the other day, she forgetting many things which her master did beat her for, and was mightily vexed. And then the dancing of the ropes, and also the little stage play, which is very ridiculous. And so home to the office with Brunker, William Penn, and myself, John Minnis being gone home before, not well, and so, after a little talk together, I home to supper and to bed. The 8th of September. Up and by water to Whitehall, and so to St. James's, there to talk a little with Mr. Wren about the private business we are upon in the office, where he tells me he finds that they all suspect me to be the author of the great letter, which I value not, being satisfied that it is the best thing I could ever do for myself. And so, after some discourse of this kind more, I back to the office, where all the morning, and after dinner, to it again all the afternoon, and very late, and then home to supper, where met William Batelier and Betty Turner, and after some talk with them and supper, we to bed. This day I received so earnest an invitation again from Roger Pepys to come to Stourbridge Fair that I resolved to let my wife go, which she shall do the next week, and so to bed. This day I received 2 letters from the Duke of Richmond about his yacht, which is newly taken into the King's service, and I am glad of it, hoping hereby to oblige him and to have occasions of seeing his noble Duchess, which I adore.